Russia is on the verge of nationalizing one of the country's largest oil production units. Just days after a mysterious buyer snapped up the core unit of Russia's oil giant Yukos in a controversial auction, the state-owned oil company Rosneft is buying the buyer. Yesterday's acquisition by Rosneft means that the Yukos production unit will eventually fall under control of Gazprom, Russia's huge state-controlled natural gas and oil conglomerate. To sort this all out, we've called on Michael Harrison, the business editor of London's independent newspaper. Hello, so can you sort it out for us?
Good morning. Well, I'll attempt to, yes, and it's an extremely tangled web, as your introduction made quite clear. In essence, what happened was that, if one goes back to the beginning, the reason that Yukos is being renationalized is that its chairman, Mikhail Khodorkovsky, fell out very badly with the Kremlin, and in particular with President Putin. And in essence, the decision to renationalize his company is a political penalty which is being meted out. The way that this was done was through an auction of the assets, which took place on Sunday in Russia, involving only two bidders, one of which appears to be a front company for Gazprom, the other of which was a tiny, tiny company called the Baikal Finance Group that no one heard of before. Now, mysteriously, the Baikal Finance Group won that auction. As far as we can understand it, piecing together the bits of the jigsaw, Baikal was in turn owned by another Russian oil group called Surgutneftgaz, which is run by an oligarch who is friendly to the Kremlin. What they now appear to have done is sold the business on to Rosneft, which in turn is merging with Gazprom.
Right, which will give control, if it does, to the Russian government, which is important for Russia, right?
Yes, it will effectively give control to the Russian government. As far as we can make out, the reason that they've followed such a tortuous path to regaining control is to attempt to get round the possible threat of legal action from Yukos, and also possibly in the United States, where there is a court ruling in Houston from the bankruptcy court there, which puts a temporary stay or injunction on the sale of any assets of Yukos.
And as far as you can tell, is this all perfectly legal?
Well, it's hard to make out, to be honest. Yukos's legal team have already said they will challenge the sale once the true owner of their assets is known. Although President Putin was quoted today as saying that everything had been conducted correctly and properly under market rules.
Well, I'm sure we'll be hearing more about this soon, but thank you very much.
Thank you.
We've been talking with Michael Harrison, who is business editor of London's independent newspaper.